The strongest music is my right attitude. The strongest music is my right attitude. What is my right attitude? What is my right attitude? And how do I develop a right attitude? How do I claim a right attitude? How do I put a right attitude in motion for myself? How do I know what my right attitude is? And is my right attitude going to be the attitude that's most important for me, that's most important in my life? And the answer is, of course, yes. Our attitude is the only thing that sets us up for happiness or sadness or wholeness or unhappiness, or illness of any kind. We're the masters of our life. We're the masters of our world. We're the masters of all circumstances that take place in our world. The National Geographic, in this issue, has had a beautiful article for February 2014 on the brain. And in the article, they explain how the brain operates, how the brain functions, how the brain can create all the experiences of our life, and how we can be master of the brain if we wish, by absolutely taking charge of our thought, by absolutely taking charge of our attitude. Now, what is our attitude? How do we define our attitude? How do we look at our attitude? Why can we say the strongest medicine is my right attitude? We can say that because our attitude is that which makes up our thinking. And that our thinking is what goes on in our brain. And our thinking in our brain brings about all the experiences of our life. No matter what those experiences may be. The experience of being a genius, that's certainly a lovely thing. The experience of having a whole and perfect body. The experience of having right relationships. If I say to myself, I love myself with unconditional love. I love myself with unconditional love. And I look at myself with unconditional love. I see myself with unconditional love. There are no conditions to the love I have for myself. There are no conditions to the love I have about myself. There are no conditions in my life other than unconditional love. Now, when I can say I have unconditional love for myself, then I can also say I have unconditional love for every one of my creation, all in my world. And if I can say I have unconditional love for all in my world, I am in charge of whatever that relationship is. I am in charge of whatever that circumstance may be. And if that circumstance is with my wife or my husband, if that circumstance is with my spouse, then you can be sure, if it's an unconditionally loving circumstance, I have a very happy life. It's not what they do. It's not what anyone outside of me does. It's what I am thinking inside of myself. If I think that my spouse is a beautiful being and I have unconditional love for that person, unconditional love for that person can do nothing in my world other than be unconditionally loving. That person can do nothing in my world except to be the most wonderful, desirable, fantastic being that the world has ever known. That's true. That's the way unconditional love works. That's the way our mind works. That's the way whatever attitude I have in my mind, it's my strongest medicine. It is the activity of my world. It's the activity of my life. It's the activity that goes on inside of me every single moment of my being. The strongest medicine is my right attitude. How do I have this right attitude? How do I know this right attitude? How do I express this right attitude? And how do I live this right attitude? How can I have unconditional love for everyone in the world? I can't. I can only have unconditional love for everyone in the world if first I have unconditional love for myself. And that's really a tough job. For me to absolutely feel that everything I do is good and beautiful, for me to feel that everything I think and say and am is good and beautiful, for me to realize that all of my life is fabulous beyond a measure, fabulous beyond imagination, that's something quite expressive. Now, when I do that, I'm a very happy person. I'm a very contented person. I'm a very fulfilled person. I'm a person who's got everything going for them. Now, with this same love that I have for myself, this unconditional love, if I can love everyone in my world with that same unconditional love, what a marvelous person they are. What a marvelous person they are in my life, in my world, in my experience, in my affairs. How fantastic! How utterly amazing! Yes, that's true. If I have unconditional love for myself, I can only see unconditional love in my world. And therein, I can only see every person in my world through the eyes of unconditional love, and I unconditionally love every person in the world. And as I love every person in the world unconditionally, I am a very happy person. That is the greatest medicine I could ever give myself. The strongest, beautiful, greatest medicine I could ever give myself is my right attitude about myself and about my world. And about it. That way I am the influencing factor for what goes on in that country or in that planetary system or in that universe, no matter where. Because I love myself unconditionally. I love everything in my world unconditionally. And I see all in that universe being a harmonious flow of goodness. I see all of life being a harmonious flow of goodness. I see all the universe being a harmonious flow of goodness. I see my family, my friends, my neighbors. I see my world all in a harmonious flow of goodness because I have first chosen to unconditionally love myself. Now, when I train myself to unconditionally love myself, I am living a pretty marvelous life. I'm living a pretty spectacular life. I'm living a very fulfilling, rewarding life because I am saying to myself, all is in divine order. I am saying, I unconditionally love myself. I unconditionally love the world. I unconditionally love everything in the universe. Without any condition, I love all. Oh, yes, I love all without any condition. And because I love all is loving in my sight. All is loving in my world. All is loving in every circumstance where I am. I am fantastic. I am the light of the world. And all the world is beautiful and good, wonderful and fantastic for me. I am the creator of myself first. And when I can spend every moment of my life saying, I like me unconditionally, I love me unconditionally, I enjoy me unconditionally, when I can say that every moment of my life, I can do no wrong, I can only do right. And then I'm giving myself, by that fact, the strongest medicine in the universe. It is my right attitude. And this strong medicine, it is a calming, peaceful, gentle, fulfilling, wonderful medicine that makes me know that all is right in my world and I am the happiest of beings. Join me in this awareness today, and you be the happiest beings too. I love you. That's all I know about you. I love you. I love you unconditionally, just like I love myself. And so it is.